Track 6, more news. Hard work pays off for A-level students. Last Thursday was A-Day for students across Teignbridge, with A-level envelopes eagerly opened to see the results after months of hard academic work. There was a bumper crop of A-level results at Teign School in Kingstainton. Among the top achievers was Maya Fares, who gained 4 A-star results, including drama. Maya had taken part in all school productions, was a drama ambassador, and ran the Year 8 drama group. She is going on to study drama at Birmingham. Head of school, Lucy Wagner, said, "The day was a celebration of the commitment and determination our students have shown throughout their time in the sixth form." Newton Abbott's Coombs Head sixth form offers one of the broadest ranges of academic and vocational courses in the area, with students there heading off to universities to study a range of subjects ranging from marine and natural history, photography, to forensics. Helen Coulson, head teacher at Coombs Head Academy, said, "The day was a wonderful opportunity to celebrate everything our students have achieved during their time in the sixth form." Tynmouth Community School celebrated another highly impressive set of A-level and Level 3 BTEC results. Newton Abbott College students were thrilled to secure the grades needed to progress to their future plans, with an excellent number of top grades being achieved in a wide range of subject areas across both A-level and applied courses. At Trinity School in Tynmouth, 100% of students achieved an overall pass, with 76% of grades awarded at A to C and 21% at A. Trinity head Kate Unsworth said, "We are incredibly proud of our students and everything they have achieved. Results Day is about much more than grades. Every result represents years of hard work, perseverance, and personal growth. And it is wonderful to see our students now preparing to take such exciting new steps." At South Devon University Technical College in Newton Abbott, students were checking out their BTEC exam results. South Devon UTC head Claire Plum said, "Our BTEC students have worked incredibly hard to reach this point, and the results are a reflection of their dedication and willingness to embrace every opportunity that's come their way."
Shards of ill-fated Electron return home. 3 shards from the ill-fated Trimaran Tynmouth Electron are back in the town after 58 years. The pieces of Donald Crowhurst's infamous 41-foot sailing boat have come from an island in the Caribbean, where it is now rotting, having been abandoned after being found floating in 1969. The boat was discovered on Cayman Brac Island by dentist Felicity Tucker, who brought 3 shards back with her. She handed them to a friend, Tynmouth artist Darrell Jones, who passed them on to local historian Viv Wilson. She then presented the remains from the boat to Rosemary Booth, archivist at Teign Heritage Centre. Rosemary explained, "So the Tynmouth Electron did, in a funny sort of way, eventually return to port, where the museum has had the shards beautifully mounted, and they are now on display with other memorabilia of the late Donald Crowhurst." Crowhurst set off from Tynmouth in 1968 as one of the contestants in the Sunday Times Golden Globe single-handed non-stop round-the-world yacht race. He was one of the last to set sail, with his trimaran already taking on water. When he realised his chances of making it to the finish were extremely slim, he devised a plan, using a false log to make it appear that he had successfully completed the course. This was impossible, as his fraud would have been discovered as soon as his logs were scrutinised. News then came through that his empty trimaran had been found drifting unmanned off the Azores. Felicity knew nothing of the boat's history, and she came across it quite accidentally while visiting Cayman Brac in 2007. Seeing the name Timoth clearly painted on one of the holes, she picked up the fragments, which are now on display in the museum's Sea Gallery. She revisited Cayman Brac earlier this year and took photographs of the remaining boat, which will soon disappear completely.
Runners to the rescue after bike mishap. A grateful father has said a massive thank you to a group of runners who came to his rescue when he and his young son had a cycling accident last month. Nick Evely and 7-year-old Henry were cycling along a secluded path in Kingstainton on the July the 23rd when Henry, who was riding in front of Nick, fell off. Swerving to avoid him, Nick also came off his bike and tore a hamstring. He said, "Henry was a little grazed, but generally okay, just a little shaken up, but I was unable to move. I was just lying there, flat on my back, when the 7 runners came around the corner and came to our aid. They pushed our bikes home, ran an ambulance, and looked after my son until my wife arrived. They really did save us from a situation that could have been a lot worse. I would like to say a massive thank you to these kind people." The Good Samaritans were all from the Maverick Runners in Newton Habit and were being led that evening by Hanaya Lee. She said, "We were out on our weekly Thursday social run on the path between Church Road and Woodmere Way when we came across a gentleman who had come off his push bike and was with his young son. He was unable to stand and he clearly needed some help, so there was no way we were going to leave them until further help arrived. Luckily, there were enough of us to stay with him while we waited for his wife to arrive and then helped him into the car while a couple of others ran the bikes back to his house. Not quite the Thursday social run we were expecting, but we were very glad he happened to be in the right place at the right time."
Groups invited to apply for community grants. Ashburton Town Council is inviting local groups and organisations to apply for funding to support projects that improve the well-being of residents. Applications for the Council's annual community grants scheme must be submitted by September the 1st. Priority may be given to voluntary and community groups, not-for-profit organisations, registered charities and organisations based in Ashburton, where projects directly benefit local residents. Regional and national organisations can also apply, but must clearly demonstrate and quantify the specific benefits their projects would bring to Ashburton. The Council reserves the right to refuse any application that does not meet the grant criteria.
Family pays tribute after fatal crash. The family of a woman who died following a fatal collision in Sheldon have paid tribute to an artist whose bright paintings reflected her strong, bright, intuitive and warm personality. Officers were called to the A379 Torquay Road in Sheldon on Friday the 3rd of July at around 1:20 p.m. following a report of a road traffic collision involving a silver-coloured motorcycle and a pedestrian. Sadly, 69-year-old Elizabeth Brown from Taunton, Somerset, passed away at the scene. Her family have paid a moving tribute, describing her as a dear friend to many. "Liz was an artist," they said. "She loved colour and created big, bright paintings that reflect her personality, strong, bright, intuitive and warm. She had a beautiful final day, spending time with Simon and her cockapoo, Bertie, swimming at Ness Beach in the sunshine. We would like to thank everyone that has sent kind messages of support during the difficult weeks following. We will continue to remember her for the amazing woman she was every day. Police inquiries remain ongoing into the circumstances of the collision, and if anyone witnessed the collision or has relevant dash cam footage, please contact Devon and Cornwall Police.